Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Kedushin is Nun Vav. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf as long as Zechanish Maslibi Gabriela Bashmuel. Okay, today we started in the very top of Nun Hayamid Beis. Continuation from yesterday's Gemara, a Mishnah and Shkalim. Yesterday's daf was dedicated to the Mishnah and Shkalim. In the Mishnah and Shkalim, so we saw that a person found an animal somewhere within a radius of Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah says, okay, so you just bring it up as a carbon. If it's a male animal, you bring it up as a carbon. Only if it's a female animal, you bring it up as a shlamim. Our problem with that Mishnah is that it seems, that first of all, the simple pshat on the Mishnah is almost impossible, because the Mishnah, if you find a male animal, it doesn't have to be nola, it could be a shlamim. So if it's a female animal, it can't be nola. That part's true. But if it's a male animal, so it could be nola, it could be shlamim, and the Mishnah says, just bring it up as a nola. Can't be. The simple pshat in the Mishnah can't be. And so therefore, what we saw yesterday in the Gemara is Rav Oshia's pshat. Rav Oshia's pshat in the Mishnah is that you're right, absolutely right. It must be that what you're going to do is you're going to take the Kedusha away from the animal and you're going to be mischala on another animal. So the Gemara was aghast at that suggestion. What do you mean? It's the animal's got Kedusha Zaguf. Yeah, something has Kedusha Zaguf. You can't just simply remove the Kedusha of an animal that has Kedusha Zaguf. What's going on? So the Gemara says, well, it must be that the author of that Mishnah is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir says that a person can violate the Isser of Me'ilah B'mezin. In fact, the Isser of Me'ilah is specifically B'mezin, and so therefore, the author of that Mishnah must be Rebbe Meir. With all that said and done, comes out now that we have a Mishnah in Shkalim, where simple pshat in the Mishnah is really difficult. So the Gemara then says a pshat like Rav Oshia, which now means that this Mishnah in Shkalim is reflecting the viewpoint of Rav Meir. The problem with that is the Gemara in back on Nandalit. The Gemara in Nandalit says that we follow the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Me'ilah. That there's only Me'ilah b'shogeg, not b'mezid. How do I know that? Because Stam Mishnah. Because we have Stam Mishnah throughout Shas. We quoted the Gemara in Me'ilah, Mishnah in Me'ilah, that shows us that the halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Meir. Now that we learned yesterday the Mishnah in Shkalim, and now that we're saying the pshat of Rav Oshia within the Mishnah in Shkalim, so now it comes out that we have another Stam Mishnah not going like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather going like Rav Meir. That is where we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday also with a question. Question on that Mishnah is, if you're going to go with Rav Oshia's pshat, and if in fact basically we're saying is you're going to take the kedusha of the animal away from this animal and move it on to another animal, how could you possibly do that? You're basically asking people to violate Me'ilah. And the Gemara is the question that we asked at the end of yesterday's daf, the top of Nun Hamad Beis, V'chi Amrim Lola Adam Amor V'chata B'shol Shetizke. I don't understand. You can do an Avera in order to save somebody else from doing an Avera? Or in order to benefit somebody else? We don't allow that under normal circumstances. If you look at the start of the Gemara, there are other Gemaras. This Gemara that we just learned together is also the beginning of the Gemara in Shabbos. But there is a Gemara elsewhere. If you look inside the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin says it's sometimes if it's a small avera, in order to save somebody else from doing a very large avera, so then it would be condoned, it would be okay. But anyway, let's go with our simple pshat in our Gemara. So the Gemara says you can't do that. So Elam Rav Yochanan. We're now continuing, and so basically here's what we're going to do now. We're going to give a new pshat in that Mishnah in Shkalim. A new pshat in the Mishnah in Shkalim, and once we give a new pshat, and once we are rejecting Rav Oshia's pshat, so then the question no longer is a question. Meaning, you see, we have a Stam Mishnah going in line with Rav Meir, so basically the Gemara says, no, we don't. Meaning that Mishnah in Shkalim is not talking about that. What is the Mishnah in Shkalim talking about? So let's pick it up. Elam Rav Yochanan Mamtin Lo Ashutumam. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says, the pshat in the Mishnah Shkalim is as follows. You find a wandering animal somewhere within the radius of Yerushalayim, anywhere from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, take that radius, draw a circumference around. So the Gemara says, that's all well and good. You're not going to deconsecrate the animal. The animal in its state of tumim has kedusha saguf. You're not going to deconsecrate it. Says Rav Yochanan, what the Mishnah Shkalim is expecting you to do is take it. Wait till it develops a physical blemish. Once it develops a physical blemish, now you could redeem it, and then you'll take the money and you'll transfer it over to other karbanos.
But how can you bring a karban that's not yours?
It's not yours. I'm a little.
It's like stealing an animal.
It's not like stealing an animal. You bring a karban.
It's not yours to begin with. You're finding now.
You find an animal. You bring it. Let me be clear in my answer. It's not a carbon chatos.
Right.
It's not being mechaper for anything. It's an ola. It's a shlamim.
Right. But aren't you supposed to keep it until somebody comes and claims it?
That'd be nice, but not right now. Let's assume there's no simon.
But the thing is, if you're claiming that the Quran belongs to Hashem, then it's really you're like an agent. Take it over.
Yeah, in other words, right now there's an animal with kedusha, it's a goof. Somebody should have been brought up as a carbon. Person lost it. Okay. Anyway, Amar Mar. Zechar Molo. So now, these are the fine details of this Mishnah. So now we have a Pshah in the Mishnah. We're done. Meaning we now have said the Pshah in the Mishnah is wait till it develops a blemish, and then redeem it, and then bring an animal instead. Now, don't bring one animal instead, bring two animals instead. Why? Because again, if it's a male animal, so this male animal could have been an Ola, could have been a Shlomim. So now, once you redeem it, so I'm going to now deconsecrate it and take the resulting Kedusha onto two animals, one being an Ola, and the other one being a Shlomim. So Amar Mar, Zechar Molos Dilma. And if it's a female, then only Shlomim.
But I'm saying you need only one. You don't have to be two.
Okay, good. So the Amar Mar, Zechar Molos Dilma Todi. And the Gemara says, now if it's a male animal, so then bring it as a carbon Ola. The Gemara says, why don't we take into consideration that it may be a carbon Toda? Now, a Toda really is a form of a Shlomim. That part's true. But it's an unusual Shlomim. Right? Tosus over here points out that carbon Toda, even though it, for the most part, it has the halachas of a shlamin, but remember there are 40 loaves of bread that come together with a carbon toda. Also remember that the time, the zman achilas carbon toda, is shorter than that of a carbon shlamin. So this animal that's being brought right now, so again, you don't know the identity of the animal, wait till it develops a blemish, and then bring another carbon in its place, but it could be a carbon toda. So the Gemara says, Dilma todihi, demaisi nami toda. So the Gemara says, okay. So you're going to have to bring a carbon toda as well. Wait 1 second. Let me just get through a little bit. V'habai lechem. So the Gemara says, yeah, but doesn't it require bread? Demaisi nami lechem. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're going to bring bread as well. V'dilma ashamhu. So the Gemara says, now it could be a carbon asham. Now, a carbon asham, that's a problem. Meaning you cannot just simply voluntarily bring a carbon asham. A carbon asham, much like a carbon chatas, is coming as a result of a chait. And you just simply cannot bring a carbon asham. You can't volunteer a carbon asham. Now, carbon asham comes from a male animal. Chatas from a female animal, asham from a male animal. So this male animal that you found could have been a carbon asham. So the Gemara says, asham ben shtei shanim. So v'ishtakach ben shana. So the Gemara says, come on. The carbon ashram comes from a 2-year-old. Now, when we talk about ages by animals, 2-year-old mean within its second year, and you know that you found it within a year old. Now, if you ask me to age any particular animal and tell you, right, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, I'd look at you and I'd be guessing. But apparently, the Gemara knew. And the people back then knew whether it was within its first year, within its second year. So the Gemara says it was obvious.
Huh? Like 1 or 2 days.
Okay, I'm with you. I wouldn't be able to tell. But the Gemara is assuming you could do it. So the Gemara says Ashim Nazir. So the Gemara says, okay, but it could be an Ashim Mitzar and Ashim Nazir. Ashim Mitzar, Ashim Nazir can come within its first year. And so the Gemara says, Lo Shchichi. The Gemara says that's so unusual that you're going to have a Mitzorah come up to Yerushalayim and have to bring a carbon Mitzorah and his Asher Mitzorah, and he lost it? So unlikely, so unusual. I mean, so many of you were bothered yesterday when we learned the Mishnah in Shkalim. You find an animal in Yerushalayim, you assume it's a carbon. So I keep repeating the answer is yes, because that's what the Mishnah in Shkalim says. I mean, what else am I supposed to say? But even this, the Gemara says, that's so unlikely that somebody lost an Asher Mitzorah. Someone lost an Asher Nazir. V'duma Pesachu. So the Gemara says, okay, but look, what did you find in Yerushalayim, within the perimeter of Yerushalayim? You found a male carbon. Gemara says it could be the carbon Pesach, right? So the Gemara says, Pesach b'zmano mizra zihiri bay. So the Gemara says, look, you don't have to worry about that. If it's zmano, meaning if it's the right time to bring the carbon Pesach, we're somewhere within the vicinity of the 14th day of Nisan. So the Gemara says, come on. People are going to take really good care of the carbon Pesach. Although recently we did learn a Mishnah, right, about the guy who about the chabur who lost a carbon Pesach and they sent somebody to go after it. Okay, but that's anecdotal. We're talking now in generalities. In generalities, nobody, the people are not going to lose their carbon Pesach. Ushalob bezmano shlamim hu, and if it's a Pesach shalob bezmano, so we all know what the halach is. Pesach shalob bezmano is considered a carbon shlamim. So v'dima b'chor ma'aser ninu. So the Gemara says, okay, but it could be that this lost carbon that you found is really a b'chor, firstborn animal. Maybe it's Maisa Behema. So the Gemara says, now, let's even say, you're right, maybe it is a Bechor. Maybe it is Maisa Behema. The Gemara says, L'michlem b'mumman hachanami b'mumman mitachle. So the Gemara says, yeah, but remember, we're working with Rav Yochanan's Pshat. What is Rav Yochanan's Pshat? We'll wait till it develops a blemish and then you'll eat it. Well, isn't that exactly what we're doing? So even if it's the Bechor, even if it's Maisa Behema, you're good. You're doing fine. Okay, so Ad Kan, that takes us now through all the permutations of what if you found a male animal. So again, we're not going to say the Mishnah like Rav Oshia. We're saying the Mishnah now like Rav Yochanan. You wait till it develops a blemish, and then what? And then, with a deconsecration, you take the money, and with that money, you're going to buy now a carbon ola, a carbon shlamim, a carbon toda, lechem for the carbon toda. I think you might have to dip into your pocket and take out a little bit more money. And then the Gemara says, and that's it. Meaning, and that's if you want to do good by this carbon. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
First question is that, why would the guy have an incentive to do anything like this?
Right. Okay, so...
In terms of Torah, like with the carbon Torah, you actually are supposed to... publicize like what you're thankful for. Okay. This guy just happened to find an animal.
I'm thankful for having found a carbon. Correct. Okay. Both point. The motivation for doing this, especially now that we're learning that it's three animals that you have to bring in its place with the lechem. I'm with you. I don't know what would motivate a person to do that. Agreed.
Why not take him to the Tanger to explain that they came
back? Lost and found. right. I hear that.
No, but they have places for animals.
I hear that. I have to assume there's no simon. There's no simon on the animal. Okay. So now you find a female animal. So what do we say regarding the female animal? So the Mishnah Shkalim taught us that the female animal is presumed to be a Shkalim. Now again, the simple pshat is you bring it as a Shlamim, but we're not saying the simple pshat. We're saying now the pshat of Rav Yochanan, which is that you wait till it develops a blemish, and then. So the Gemara says, and then you're going to bring the replacement animals to Shlamim. So Dilma Todah, so the Gemara says, so maybe it's a carbon Todah as well, Demaisi Todah. So Vahabi in Alechem, Demaisi Nami Alechem. Okay, so, like we said by the male animal, we're saying the same thing by the female animal. It may be carbon Todah, it may require bread. The Gemara says yes and yes. Okay, so you're going to have to bring another animal as a carbon Todah, and you're going to have to bring the Lechem as well. Vidilma Chatzasi, now here by a female animal, why not be concerned that this female animal is a carbon Chatzas? And that is irreplaceable. You cannot just simply bring another carbon chatas in its place. So the Gemara says chatas bashnasa. So the vishtakach bashtei shanim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you find the animal within its second year. I know this is different than the previous Gemara, right, but here you have to say this. You found the animal in the second year, and you know, everyone knows the carbon chatas is only found with it can only be brought within its first year. In fact, a chatas shavra shnasa, once a chatas is, if it's not brought before its first birthday, so then it's chatas amesa. Then it has to be left to die. V'dilma chatas shavra shnasa. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it was a carbon chatas, and then over the time that it got lost, maybe it celebrated its first birthday. So the Gemara says, lo shkiach. The Gemara says, okay, but that's very unusual. Ishakach bashnasa mai. The Gemara says, now, what if you do find a female animal within the perimeter of Yerushalayim that is within its first year? Tanya Chanani ben Chachinai Omer ad bashnasa lechatas. So the Gemara says, okay, so you bring it as a carbon chatas. The Gemara says, lechatas, akadatcha. So the Gemara says, what? You're going to bring it as a carbon chatas? You can't. You're not the owner. Elam Rabbi kichatas. The Gemara says, no. You treat it like a carbon chatas. Konsel lekipa vihim esa me'elah. Exactly. This is a chatas. She'avda. It's a carbon chatas that was lost. Consequently, what you're going to do is allow it to die. Put it in a condition in which it's going to die. So, and Adkan, Divrei HaGemara for the Mishnah Shkalim. So again, this really ends yesterday's daf, and what it does is it basically puts a conclusion to the question of Stam Mishnah in Masechta Shkalim found like Rav Meir. The Gemara's response basically is no. It's not a Stam Mishnah in Masechta Shkalim that falls like Rav Meir. To recap, basically what we said now is that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, Machlokes is between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Balam. The Gemara in yesterday's daf says the halacha falls like Rav Meir. It's Mamon Gavoa. Why? We have Stam Mishnah that's falling like Rav Meir, and most notably, as the Gemara pointed out, in the bottom of Nun Gimel Mid Beis, Stam Mishnah going like Rav Meir found in Adios. Two, you are being trying to make Mekadosh a woman with Hekdesh. Is the Hekdesh going to be deconsecrated with the Kedushin that you have done? So once again, machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says that there's only Me'ila by Shogeg. Rav Meir says that there's Me'ila by Mezid. So once again, the Gemara yesterday's daf, in conjunction with the daf of 2 days ago, says that there is, that we follow like Rav Yehuda. That there's only Me'ila by Shogeg, there's no Me'ila by Mezid. What about the Mishnah Shkalim? Leave the Mishnah Shkalim out of the discussion. Tana Rabbanan. We are in the very bottom of Nehemiah Beis. We're continuing now in the Gemara, a discussion of Maaser Sheni. Tana Rabbanan, Lochem Behema B'Maos Maaser Sheni. You have Maos Maaser Sheni. What are you supposed to do with that money? You're supposed to be going to Yerushalayim with the money in your hand, then finding some excellent food, whatever food you want, almost whatever food you want, right? Chol Asher Taveh Nafshecha. And you spend the money on the food. The Kedushas Maaser Sheni then goes from the money to the food. Now, if we just back up one step. In other words, what you had at your house was Maaser Sheni produce. You were mechal of the Maaser Sheni produce onto money. Now, you take the money to Yerushalayim. You buy the food with the money. The Kedusha goes from the Maaser Sheni money to this new food that you're buying. And you're fulfilling the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. That's basics. That's ABC. Tana Rabbanan, the Mishnah over here tells us, it's a Mishnah, it's a Tosefta of Maaser Sheni, Ein Lochem Behema B'Maos Maaser Sheni. You cannot buy animals with your Maaser Sheni money. A little more context. Rashi. Ein Lochem Behema B'Maos Maaser Sheni, Chutz LeYerushalayim. So we're talking, says Rashi, outside of Yerushalayim. You cannot do this. Meaning inside Yerushalayim, you're supposed to buy it on food. Okay, so you want the freshest meat you can. So you'll buy it on an animal. Here we're talking about, says Rashi, that you took your Maaser Sheni money. You didn't make it to Yerushalayim yet. So you're still outside of Yerushalayim. So you cannot buy a live animal. And so it only begs the question, why not? What's the problem? Let's continue in Rashi. So number one, says Rashi, because outside of Yerushalayim, what are you converting your Maaser Sheni produce on? To money. The Torah says, Vitzarta Kesa Biadecha. You take the money in your hand. So, even though, of course, an animal has value, every object has value. But the Torah is very clear that when you're Mechala, you're Maaser Sheni, you have to be Mechala onto money, coinage, not an animal. That's number one. Rashi also offers another explanation as well. The Ode. Shematachish B'Torach HaDerech. Also, consider the following. You buy an animal. So now, you have an animal that with Kedushas Maaser Sheni money. And now you're trekking out to Yerushalayim. So whenever you're going a long walk, so you're going to lose a little bit of weight. And here, more tragically, the animal is going to lose a little bit of weight. Now when the animal loses weight, consider. The animal had Kedushas Maaser Sheni. And by the animal now thinning out as it's making a trek to Yerushalayim, so now you have a diminishment of Maaser Sheni. A devaluing of Maaser Sheni. Here, literally, you're losing Maaser Sheni by taking the money and transferring it onto an animal. So these are Rashi's two explanations. It does beg the question, once you give Rashi's first explanation, it's a drasha. So then why do you need the Rashi's second explanation, which is it's a concern, a gzera. So, okay, that requires clarification. If you look at the Baam Tosfos over here on the Samud, Tosfos rejects both explanations of Rashi. You see Tosfos inside, I'm giving the short version of Tosfos. Tosfos says that really what the issue is the following. You're going to take your Maaser Sheni money, you're going to buy an animal with that, and what's going to happen? Proliferation. Meaning, animals are going to reproduce. And now you're going to have a Maaser Sheni animal that's going to, if mated, is going to produce more Maaser Sheni animals, and it's going to produce more, and basically the Maaser Sheni is going to get out of control. It's Tosfos' pshat is almost the opposite of Rashi. Rashi's worried about the diminishment of the Maaser Sheni. Tosfos says, I'm worried about the proliferation of the Maaser Sheni. Anyway, very short version of what Tosfos says on the bottom of Nun Hamad Beis. Okay, so the Tosefta tells us, you cannot buy an animal with Maos Maaser Sheni. Now, what if you do? Top of Nunvav Amar Aleph. Im lakach b'shogi yachzur damim lim kamam. So, it was a mistake. In other words, at the time when I'm spending my Meister Sheni money, I forgot that it was Meister Sheni money. And so I'm the spender, the mocher is selling me the animals, and everything was in the state of shogeg. So then, void the sale. Everything goes back to its original owner. Take a look at the first Rashi on the Amud. Bishogeg shelo yado shein namaos Meister Sheni, yachzur damim kamam. Kofen hamocher, lahachzir hadamim. So we go to the seller, we say to the seller, look, I'm really sorry. What you have in your hands is Meister Sheni money. The Mekach Tosu Sheina Yada Shein Meister Maos Meister, because at the time of the transaction, the buyer forgot that the money that he was using was Meister Sheni money. So Sheina Yada Shein Maos Meister. Lo Yalocha De Tircha Luhu Milsa Loholicha Liushlaim Uve Maos Havanicha Lei LaAmtiinu. So because consider the following now, our seller who sold an animal, what does he have in his hands right now? Meister Sheni money. Now again, at the time of the transaction, everyone was in a state of shogeg. But then afterwards it was discovered. So now the seller has Meister Sheni money, because remember there was a transfer of Kedusha. So now now you have Meister Sheni money. I'm going to have to now schlep it and bring it up to Yerushalayim? If we're talking about schlepping up the money, that's fine. But schlepping now an animal, okay. So if it was a mishogeg, so void the sale. Bimazid, however, let's say buyer and seller knew that it was Meister Sheni money. Now again, the Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. Okay,
understand. Back the same money, no? Or it doesn't matter what money.
Best thing to do is get back the same money. So, but let's say we do it intentionally. So now, we know that's Meister Sheni money. I know I'm exchanging an animal for Meister Sheni money. Now, I know that Tosefta said we shouldn't have done that. Okay, for the reasons that we suggested earlier. Maybe the Torah says, V'tzarta kesef yadecha. Maybe because Rashi says the animal is going to diminish. Or maybe because of Tosefta's proliferation of the animal. For whatever reason, we shouldn't have done it. But we did it. And we did b'meizid it. Ta'ala v'te'acha b'makom. So now, you, the buyer, remember, you used your Meister Sheni money to buy an animal. So now what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take the animal. You did a bemezid. You're going to have to take the animal, bring it to Makom. Rashi over here says Makom meaning Yerushalayim, and you're going to eat the animal in Yerushalayim. Let's start off a little bit easier. Shech the animal and then eat the animal in Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Medvar, Amar ben Miskaven, V'lakach Tilo Shem Shlamin. Now Rav Yehuda over here is going to limit. This is only true when the intent of the sale was that the buyer was interested in buying the animal for the purposes of a carbon shlamin. But if the intent was to just simply deconsecrate the Meister Sheni money, under any one of those circumstances, the sale is going to be voided, whether it was done b'shogeg or whether it was done b'mezid. Now, this stipulation of Rebbe Yehuda, how is that working exactly? Why should it be that the Meister Sheni money, if used to buy an animal, is bought on a carbon shlamim, is purchased on a carbon shlamim? If you take a look at Rashi says the Torah prefers this route. If you're going to take your Meister Sheni money and buy an animal with it, take a look at Rashi. L'shem shlamim shekein derech kol behemo shenichos bekesef meiser likarev shlamim. It is the derech. The normal path of taking Meister Sheni money and buying an animal with that money, the animal should be used for carbon shlamim. Kid yafin al ben menachos. Rashi quotes the Gemara menachos. Sham v'zavach shlamim v'achalta sham v'meiser ksiv v'achalta sham. It's a gzera shava. The gzera shava teaches us that if you're going to buy an animal with Meister Sheni money, buy a shlamim. And if you think about it, makes sense. Meaning, the Meister Sheni money has to be in Yerushalayim, and it's basically almost like an upgrade. Meaning, not only you eating it in Yerushalayim, but in the context of a carbon shlamim. Okay.
They have to bring all the rib for the shlamim also, right? It's going to be good. Any like drinks and everything for the...
And you mean the sachim?
Right.
Sachim. Okay, good question. Seems like it would have to come out of your own pocket. Okay. Seems that way. Okay, anyway. Here's what bothers the Gemara now. So what did we just learn together at Tosefta by Meister Sheni? The Tosafta teaches us that if Maaser Sheni was used as the coin, as the tender, in order to purchase an animal, so lichachili shouldn't do it. But once it's done, so then, under certain circumstances, the sale is a valid sale. The Gemara says, "V'anan tanan Rabbi Yehuda amar memezi kidesh." Now the Gemara says, "Here's the problem. I'm bothered by the following. We talked about Maaser Sheni and specifically Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, what did Rabbi Yehuda say regarding Maaser Sheni? Okay. It's mamon balam. It's not mamon gavoa. Rav Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa. Rav Yehuda says that it's mamon balam. Therefore, if I take Maaser Sheni money and I go over to a woman and say, Hare an mekudesh esli, I want to mekudesh you with this Maaser Sheni money, the kedushin works, according to Rav Yehuda. Now again, it's not the halacha, but we're not talking halacha right now. We're talking and learning. We're speaking now out the position of Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah in Kedushin versus Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah in the Tosefta of Maaser Sheni. And the problem is that there's not agreement. We learned that according to Rav Yehuda, if I go over to a woman and give her Maaser Sheni money and say I want to be Mekadosh with the Maaser Sheni money, b'mezid, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Okay. Meanwhile, what did we learn together in that Tosefta according to Rav Yehuda? The sale is going to be voided. A voided sale. So why is it, again, not always, but if the conditions are not met correctly, the sale is going to be voided. So why in the Tosefta is Rav Yehuda talking about a voided sale, and meanwhile the Mishnah Kedushin, Rav Yehuda is talking about a valid Kedushin? Amar Rebbe Lazar Isha Yoda She'ein Ma'os Ma'iser Sheni Mischal Na Yada Va'ola Va'ochlasa B'Yerushalayim. So Rebbe Lazar's response is, well, there's a difference, and that is a woman knows. A woman knows that when she's receiving Ma'iser Sheni as her Kesef Kedushin, she knows what she has to do with it. I mean, who doesn't know? I think a lot of people, but especially here in the diaspora. But who doesn't know? And right, a woman knows that if she's given Maaser Sheni money, she has to take it to Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. So Masha Enkid, if it's a regular buyer and seller, so the seller may not necessarily know what he's supposed to be doing with the Maaser Sheni. So Maskevler of Yirmi of Are Behema Tamei Avadim VeKakos Da'adam Yodesh Emaos Maaser Sheni Mischalan Aleihem VeTanan. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Now, what if I take my Maaser Sheni money and I buy non-edible foods? A non-kosher animal, avadim is not food, or karka, and I do a transaction like that, utanan, and here's a Mishnah Maaser Sheni, ein lochim behema tamei avadim v'karkaos b'maaser Maaser Sheni, afilu b'Yerushalayim. You cannot spend your Maaser Sheni money on non-food items, non-kosher animals, avadim, karka. You cannot spend that money. V'im lakach. Now, what if you did do such a transaction? Yochel kenegdan. So now here is what the buyer is supposed to do. The buyer just purchased non-food items with his Maaser Sheni money. So now we go over to the buyer and we say to the buyer as follows. I know you don't have the Maaser Sheni money anymore. You spent it. But you spent it on non-food items. If you spent it on food items, so then we have a chilul. We have both a transaction, and the Kedusha goes from the Maaser Sheni money into the food. But you didn't do that. And so therefore, that Maaser Sheni money still has its Kedusha's Maaser Sheni. Now here, we're not going to talk about voiding the sale, but what are we going to talk about? You, the buyer, are going to have to take more money out of your pocket and be mechalo, the Kedusha, from wherever the money is onto the money that you just took out of your pocket. Now, Tosfos over here does raise the issue. Wait 1 second. In order to be mechalo, don't you have to have the Kedusha's Maaser Sheni money on hand? In other words, how can you be mechalo when it's in someone else's possession? Tosfos is bothered by that. Tosfos responds to that. But for our purposes right now, just to keep the Gemara simple, the Gemara says that's what you're going to do. The Gemara is bothered by the very simple question. I don't understand. A moment ago, on the top of the Amud, we were talking about voiding the sale. If there's no chilul, if there was no deconsecration. Over here, there was no deconsecration, and how come we're not voiding the sale? So the Gemara says, Elahacha b'isha chavera askinan diyada. So the Gemara says, well, in the case where of Kedushin, she is an isha chavera. meaning it's not that just we're not talking about the general public. We're talking about where she's a knowledgeable woman. And as a knowledgeable woman, she knows in this particular case that the Maaser Sheni was not Mischal al Yada, it was not deconsecrated, therefore she knows that she's going to take the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and in Yerushalayim. Amar Marim Laka Chilka Kenegdam Vama Yachzu Dam Lamim Kamam. So the Gemara now is asking the question, and earlier we talked about voiding the sale. Here in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, we're not talking about voiding the sale. How come? Why don't we say that previously we talked about voiding the sale? Why not over here talk about voiding the sale? Amar Shmuel Kishabarach. So Shmuel's answer is very simple, that you can only talk about voiding the sale if you have both parties there. If you have the buyer and the seller there, and the buyer purchased something that he should not have purchased with the Maaser Sheni money. Previously in the Tosefta, we were talking about buying an animal where the animal was outside of Yerushalayim and the animal was not intent on being used as a shlamim. So then they were going to avoid the sale, but we're talking about where the buyer and seller is still there. Here in the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, where we're not talking about voiding the sale, but rather we're expecting the buyer to take more money out of his pocket in order to deconsecrate the money. So there, the reason why is because the seller's gone. So seller's not around. So v'tam debar chalav baruch kansin lamocher. So the Gemara says now, if the seller has not fled, and if the seller's right there, what do we say to the seller? Come back. We're going to have to avoid the sale. So the Gemara says v'niknas el lokeach. Now I don't understand, why are we faulting the poor seller? Why don't we fault the buyer? So lav achbara ganav el achura ganav. So the Gemara says, well, in terms of who to blame, so when the rat steals the cheese, so who do you blame? Do you blame the rat, or do you blame the hole? The hole, the little hole in the wall where the rat crept into in order to successfully steal the cheese. So the Gemara says, well, obviously, you blame the hole. Which the Gemara says, really? So the Gemara says, V'iloch barachura maika avid. So the Gemara says, well, I don't really know if we can just limit our blame to the hole in the wall. Without the mouse, there's not much of a theft to talk about. So V'iloch barachura maika avid. Mistabra kol hecha di'ika yisura hasam kansina. So the Gemara says, in terms of who to kansin, so who to penalize, so basically you follow the money. So, yes, it's true. In the case of the buyer and the seller, yes, it's true. Without the buyer, so there wouldn't be an avera. Meaning the buyer took Maaser Sheni money and used it inappropriately. He went to buy either a non-food item or he went to buy a food item, but outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, he used it inappropriately. So yes, it's true. He does share part of the blame. But in terms of a knas, in terms of who to penalize, where's the money right now? The money right now is in the hand of the mocher. The mocher right now is currently holding the money. So yes, it's true that without a lokech, there'd be no mocher. That part's true. But at the same time, where's the money? Money's in the hand of the mocher. That's why the kenas is going to go to the mocher. So let's quickly recap the Tosefta, the Mishnah, our Mishnah here in Kedushin regarding Maaser Sheni. If you take Maaser Sheni money and you spend it inappropriately, now by inappropriately, so we described that in one of a couple ways. One, the Tosefta Maaser Sheni, where you bought an animal outside of Yerushalayim. Two, the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, where you bought non-edible items, right? You bought a non-kosher animal, avadim karka, and you did that even in Yerushalayim. So, generally speaking, what should the approach be? Void the sale. Meaning, since you took the Maaser Sheni money and spent it improperly, the sale should be voided. That's what we learned together in the Tosefta. The Mishnah Maaser Sheni, where we're expecting now the buyer to dip into his pocket and take new Maaser Sheni money, and there we're not voiding the sale, so the Gemara says, Shmuel's explanation is that we're talking about, that's a scenario where the seller, after the sale, after having made the sale, the seller fled. So that's why. But generally speaking, we're going to tell the seller to give back the money. Why are we telling the seller to give back the money? Gemara's answer is because when we penalize wherever the money may currently be, and it's currently in the seller's hand. If it's shogeg, so then it's the Mishnah, the Tosefta told us that as a rule, it's a voided sale. Now, if it's shogeg and he runs, then I'm not sure what to tell you. But generally speaking, if it's shogeg, it's going to be a voided sale. And finally, what about our Mishnah here in Kedushin, where a man goes over to a woman and says, Hare Mukadesh asleep at Maestro Sheni Zu. Man is giving Maestro Sheni as the Kesef Kedushin. So according to Rav Meir, there's nothing to talk about. It's not your money, it's Mamon Gavoa. But according to Rav Yehuda, B'mezid it works. Why should it work B'mezid? So to that, the Gemara's response is, our Mishnah is talking about Isha Chavera, a knowledgeable woman who knows that she was given Maestro Sheni and she knows what she needs to be doing with that Maestro Sheni. Okay. We are on Nunvav Amid Beis. We start now the Mishnah. Amekadish ba'arla b'klai karen b'shara nisko ve'egla arufa b'tzipor mitzara sir nazir petach hamur basa b'chalav chulun shenishchut b'azara ina mekudeshas. I know I read that quickly. The Mishnah is telling us that if I'm a Kaddish a woman with anything that has isurei hana'ah, right, the common denominator between all these items is that they're all also behana'ah, so therefore the Kedushin is not going to be a valid Kedushin. Let's quickly go through each one of them. Arla, tree after it's planted the first 3 years, all the fruit that come off that tree is aser b'achila uvena. Two, klaya kerem, have a vineyard, and in the vineyard I plant other grains, other seeds, so then the resulting yield is aser b'achila uvena. Three, shor haniskal. Shor haniskal is an animal that gored a person to death. The animal is sentenced to die. So this animal, when sentenced to die, is aser b'hana. Four, egla rufa. Egla rufa is if there is a dead body found within proximity of a city. So we measure. The closest city is obligated to bring the egla rufa. I'm oversimplifying. That egla rufa that is brought, hatchet in the back of the neck, aser b'hana. Five, tzipor mitzora. As part of the tahara process of a mitzora, so the first thing he needs to do is bring two birds. One of the two birds is let free. Obviously, that bird's fine. The other bird is shechted. That second bird that shechted, aser b'hana, even though it's not offered on the mizbech. Six, sa'ar nazir, the hair of the nazir. After the nazir concludes his nazirus, he takes his hair and he puts it underneath the pot where Shlamim is cooking. Aser b'hana. And seven, petar chamor, the redemption of the firstborn donkey is going to be aser b'hana. We'll talk more about that in the Gemara. And finally, what number is this? Seven? Basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, meat and milk that's cooked together. Asar b'achila uvehana. Okay, it's also the bishul itself is asar as well. Okay, number eight. Chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. If I have a non-consecrated animal that's shechted in the azara, the animal is asar b'hana. Okay, eight items mentioned in the Mishnah. All eight of them are aser b'hana. And as a result of that, if a man goes over to a woman and hands her any one of these items, so the Kedushin is not going to be a valid Kedushin. Machron v'kiddush b'dmeh m'kudeshes. Now, the Mishnah says that if you sell them, so now, who's going to buy them? In other words, what kind of buyer are you finding for these items? Unclear, but if you sell them, so then the money, the proceeds of that sale can be used of Kesef Kedushin. And the point is that the Isser Hana does not transfer onto the money. And therefore that money can be used as the Kesef Kedushin. Okay, we'll talk more about that in the Gemara as well. Okay, step by step, the Gemara is going to go through each one of the items mentioned here in the Mishnah. We start today talking about three of the items of the Mishnah. So let's go one, two, three. Number one, Arla. Ba'arla minalan, how do I know that? Arla is aser behana. Detanya. Arelam lo yachel. The Torah says that the first 3 years of the yield of a tree, you're not allowed to eat it. Ainli ala iser achila, but that only tells me I'm not allowed to eat it. Hana minayin. How do I know that? You can't get benefit as well. Shelo yahane mimenev lo yitzabebo. You can't get benefit from it. You can't use it as dye. Lo yalik bo saner. You can't use it as fuel. Tamalama v'arla sem arla so l'rabos is kulam. The Torah says that it is arla. The repetition tells us that it is perfectly off limits, and you cannot use it. You cannot get benefit from it as well. Klaya kerem minalan. How do I know that if I together in a vineyard plant other seeds, the result is going to be aser b'achila v'hana? So amechiski amakra pen tikdash pen tukad esh. The word tikdash is an acronym for tukad esh, meaning that if you have a vineyard and you plant other seeds in that vineyard, so the result is going to have to be burnt in fire. meaning you can't eat it, you can't get benefit from it as well. Rav Ashi Amar Pen Ye Kodesh. Rav Ashi says Pen Tikdash is not an acronym, but rather it is code for Kodesh, meaning that the resulting growth of your grape seed together with the other seeds is going to be like Kodesh. So the Gemara says that second drasha, that's a little difficult. Well, we know that if something is hektesh, so it is something that you can be mechala. You can deconsecrate it, transferring the kedusha onto money. Are you telling me you could do the same thing with kalaya kerem? And the Gemara's question is assuming you cannot. So the Gemara says, okay. So we're going to favor the first drasha. Pen Tikdash is an acronym for Pen Tukad Esh. Next, and the last one for this morning, Shor Niskal. Shor Niskal, if an animal gored and killed the person, so the animal is sentenced to die. So this animal is Aser Be'achila Uvehana. You can't eat it and you can't get benefit from it. Minayin, the Gemara says, now how do I know that? The Torah says, Sakol Yisakel Ashor. The Torah says that the animal is going to be stoned to death. Any Odesh and Nevelahi, or Nevela Asura Be'achila. So that means that it did not receive the benefit of a Shechita. If it did not receive the benefit of a Shechita, so that means you can't eat it. So I know that I can't eat it. Matam Alamar Lo Yachels Besaro. So now the Torah is telling us something which seems to be unnecessary. Torah tells us that, and don't eat it. Well, what do you mean don't eat it? I didn't shacht it. I stoned it to death. Magi l'chashim shacht l'achash enigmar dino asa b'achila. So the Torah is coming to teach me that if I shacht the animal after gmar hadin, based in sentenced the animal to die, and then somebody went ahead and shechted the animal, obviously shouldn't have done it, but he did so, the Torah is coming to tell me that even though the animal received a proper shechita, I'm not allowed to eat it. Behana minayin. So far, we've established that a shor niskal you're not allowed to eat. How do I know I'm not allowed to get benefit from it? Tamalomer ubal hashor naki, and the owner of the animal is naki. Now, the simplest pshat of the pasuk is that we're going to exonerate the owner of the animal. Now, the truth of the matter is, the owner of the animal obviously should have been more careful, but it's. For the animal, the owner, it's not a capital crime. That's a simple pshat in the Torah. However, we're going to go now one step deeper, and we're going to say, my mashma, how do I know from the words of Baal Shor Naki that the animal is aser b'ana? Shema menzama omer, kadam shomer l'chaver, yatsa ploni, nakim nechasav. Here we mean free, but free not in the positive sense. Free meaning you got nothing left in the animal. Meaning, once the animal is killed, so you are totally free of that animal. But free over here means no connection whatsoever. You can't eat the animal, you can't benefit from the animal. Ein lo bahem ana shel klum. You got nothing from that animal. Okay, so the Gemara says that is the source in the Torah that teaches us that the Shor Niskal is both aser b'achila uvehana. Mimai dahai lo yachos basar lecha deshach ilachash enigmai dinahu da'asa. So the Gemara says, well, you made an assumption, and how do you know that assumption is correct? You assume that the lo yachos basar is talking about where someone comes along and shachs the animal before gmar din. The Gemara says, delma hecha deshach ilachash enigmai dinashare. Perhaps if somebody were to shach the animal after the gmar din, perhaps the animal would be permitted. V'halo yechel. Now, as far as the Torah is concerned, hech l'sak lemiskalhu dasa. Maybe the Torah is just simply telling us that post-skila, you can't eat the animal. Now, remember, we didn't like that pshat earlier because post-skila, who's eating the animal? The animal's a nevela. Uchid Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Elazar. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Elazar. Kol makom shenemar lo yachel, lo sochal v'lo sochlu. And when the Torah says lo yachel, it's coming to teach me. Or if the Torah uses the words lo sochal or lo sochlu, echad isar achil v'echad isar anah. The assumption is that it incorporates both the isar achila and the isar anah. Ashi par lacha, kasuk kederch shepar lacha b'nevela. Unless the Torah is super clear, like it is regarding the nevela. By the nevela, the Torah says that if you have an animal which is a nevela, so what are you supposed to do with such an animal? What you're supposed to do is you give it to the dogs, meaning you're allowed to get benefit from a nevela, or you give it to the ger, but you do not. But generally speaking, there's an isra achila and there's an isra hana. So the So what do we see from all this? We see that the Gemara is basically saying, how do I know that the Torah is addressing after the Gemara Din? Maybe what the Torah is trying to teach us is that the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanah are both coming from the words Lo Ye'achal. So the Gemara says, Hani Milecha Denafka Le Isser Achila Me Lo Ye'achal. True, but that's only if the Isser Achila is learned from the words Lo Ye'achal. Hacha Isser Achila Mi Sakol Yisakal Nafka. So the Gemara says, no, the Isser Achila is coming from the Pasuk of Sakol Yisakal. Because if the Torah was speaking specifically to the Isarna, the Torah should have said, don't get benefit. Inami lo ye achel es pisaro. So, I'm sorry. Inami lo ye achel. Or the Torah would have said, don't eat. Es pisaro lamali. Why does the Torah come to tell me es pisaro? Afagav deshachte ke'ein basar. Aser. That if I shecht it like I would regular meat, it still would be aser. So, maskev lamar zuchavei mahani milecha debadik sor v'shachar ba. Demechzi keskila. The Gemara says, okay, but here's what I might have thought. I thought that yes, it's true that the animal that the Shor HaNiskal is going to be Aser B'Achila V'Hana, but maybe that would only be true if I shechted it stoning like. What does that mean? It means that we know that you're really not limited in terms of what you have to shecht an animal with. What you have to do is you have to take a sharp item and run it back and forth over the neck of the animal. That's Shechita. So I might have thought that the Torah's prohibition over here of not eating the meat of the Shor HaNiskal is only talking about in a case where I shecht it in a stoning-like manner. Meaning, I take a sharp stone, run it along the neck of the animal, and shecht in such a manner. Ava shecht it besak in lo. So the Gemara says, but if I shecht the animal with a knife, so then no, maybe then it would not be prohibited. So the Gemara says, midi sakin ba'araisik siv. So first of all, the Gemara says, no, we're not going to entertain such a pshat. Because in terms of shechting it with a knife, so the Torah never said you have to shecht it specifically with a knife. Furthermore, the Mishnah in Chulin tells us that when you shecht an animal, you can shecht it using any item you want, made up of any material, as long as it's sharp and as long as it's going to cut. So the Gemara says, so now, the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanah are both generated from the words in the Torah of Lo Ye'achal. So now that we're here, Hai Baal Ashor Nakhila Mai Asa. So the Gemara says, so now what is the Torah coming to tell me when it says that the Baal Hashor is Naki? Because now I already know that there's an Isser Achila and an Isser Hanah by the Shor HaNiskal. So the Gemara says, Lahana Zaro. So the Gemara says, it's coming to tell me that I'm not allowed to benefit from the hide of the animal. Sakadach Amina Lo Ye'achal Es Besaro Ksiv Besaro Asar Va'ora Mutar. I might have thought that the Isser is only on the meat of the animal, the flesh of the animal. Maybe the hide of the animal would be Mutar. And just to point out, by carbonola, just as another example, carbonola, the entire animal is offered on the mizbech, but the kohanim are able to get the ur. They're allowed to use the hide. The hides go to the kohanim. So here also, that's the havamina. So that's what the Torah is coming to tell me with the additional words of es pesaro. Even the ur is going to be aser behana. Let's quickly recap. We finished today the Mishnah Shkalim. The Mishnah Shkalim is, according to Rav Yochanan, where you find the lost animal somewhere within the radius of Yerushalayim. So you're going to be treating it like a karban. So Rav Yochanan says the correct pshat in the Mishnah Shkalim is talking about waiting until it develops a blemish. And then, if it's a male animal, bring in its stead three karbanos, ola shlamim and toda. If it's a female, bring two animals, a shlamim or a karban toda. That is the Mishnah in Shkalim. Then we went on to learn today, inappropriate usage of your Meister Sheni money, where you redeemed it onto either an animal outside Yerushalayim, or you redeemed it onto non-edible food in Yerushalayim. And we learned today a Mishnah and a Tosefta that deals with what should we do. Primarily, simply put, you are the sales to be voided, but if that's not possible, so then we ask the lokech, the buyer, to take more money out and deconsecrate the money. As far as our Mishnah is concerned, the where Rav Yehuda says, even though it's not the halacha, but Rav Yehuda says, you take Meister Sheni and Mekadosh a woman with it, and the Kedushin is valid, why should that be? So the Gemara says, we're talking in our Mishnah about Isha Chavera, she's an eligible woman. Then we started the next Mishnah on the top of Nunvav and Beis. The Mishnah talks about being Mekadosh a woman with Isurei Hana'a. The Mishnah lists eight items which are Asa B'Hana'a. The Kedushin is not valid. And today we went through the Gemara that gave us a source of three of these halachas in which we know that these items are Asa B'Hana'a.